You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll appreciate everybody joining us today. So again, my name is Martin Roth. I run the revenue team here at Xenlean, and I've got our chief legal officer here, Nate Buddy, who actually is one of the first employees. He would argue he was the first employee at Xenlean, although some others in the building would beg to differ. But you've been at Xenlean for what, 8 years? 7 years?
7 years almost now, yeah.
7 years. And before that, he was a construction attorney. And so he's got, you know, more than 10 years of experience in the construction legal sphere, and much of that time was spent specifically on lien rights and construction payments. So you are probably speaking to the most educated and knowledgeable person on lien rights in the world, at least from my vantage point. Before we jump in, and for those who are logged in into the webinar, we're gonna go over what a lien is. We'll talk about how contractors should think about liens, when they're a good idea, and how to get started. We'll keep it at a fairly high level. Now, some of you may have specific questions about lien rights. You're certainly welcome to raise your hand and put it in the chat. I'll be watching the chat, and so if you have a question come up, as long as it's appropriate, I'll make sure that we get Nate's perspective on it. He is an attorney, so he knows a lot about the lien rights. How many states are you an attorney in?
I'm licensed in Louisiana, Texas.
And so we have some representation here. What we found and what we built here at Xenlean, for those who don't know, we have the foremost resources on lien rights. So if you're curious about the lien rights for any state, what you might need to do or how to exchange lien waivers or bond claims or anything to that effect, we have resources that are free for you. And the author of much of those resources is Nate and our CEO, Scott. So without further ado, I'll tell you a little bit about our vantage point. It's tongue in cheek, but we like to say nobody walks onto a construction job and says, man, I can't wait to lean this job. It's a true statistic, 100% of people hate liens, including us, even though our name is Xenlean. The purpose of our company is to empower you or contractors to get what they've earned. And so a lot of the messaging that we have and the products that we've built are to help people avoid situations where they have to file a lien. But like with insurance or any other proactive measure that you would take, inevitably liens do come about. And so we take it as our responsibility to educate people like you, contractors, subcontractors, suppliers, educate them on how to navigate the messy world of lien rights. We have customers all over the country, so we know lien rights really well. We work with companies from California to Maine to Florida and all the way up into Wisconsin and Michigan, which I know a lot of you logged in are calling in from Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan. We've been at this since 2007. We've got over 25,000 contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers that have relied on us to navigate the construction payment process, whether that's to file a lien or simply to exchange a pay application or to send a lien waiver or any number of documents in between. So we are the authority on this in the industry, and so we're definitely in good hands with Nate. So with that, Nate, I'll turn it to you. What is a lien? Let's start with that.
Sure. So that's a good question. A lien, generally speaking, is a security interest in property, right? So it takes the property on which work is performed and it turns that property into collateral to make sure that the people who do work on that property end up getting paid. So the lien encumbers the property itself so that it can be like foreclosed upon. It can be sold to make sure that everybody who's doing work gets paid what they need to be.
So that feels like a more technical definition. What's the real, like, what is a lien? Like, how are they used in the industry on a job?
So the less technical explanation and the more visceral explanation, I guess, is that like the lean is the nuclear option to make sure payment happens, right? Nobody, we talked about it earlier. You mentioned nobody wants to lean the job. Nobody goes into a job thinking that they're not going to get paid. But, you know, things happen. Occasionally, sometimes people don't get paid. And a lien is the big stick that the contractor, subcontractor, supplier on the job can wield at the end of the project to make sure that if things have gone off the rails, they still end up getting paid.
When is it smart to use lien rights? Like, who needs liens?
Well, everybody that's doing construction work should be aware of their lien rights and should protect their lien rights and their ability to file a lien. Again, that's not really the desired outcome. We don't really want to file a lien unless it's absolutely necessary. But it's always good to be aware of the fact that lien rights exist to make sure that somebody remains protected and able to use the lien rights if necessary. And for everybody who's doing work, you need to get paid. I mean, you can't stay in business if you're not getting paid, if you're not getting paid in time, all of those things. So in order, the ability to virtually guarantee that that happens is very powerful. So making sure that you remain able to do so by being aware of what you need to do to retain those lien rights is really important for everybody. Mm-hmm.
So let's use a specific example. If I'm a plumbing subcontractor in Wisconsin.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.